In Burkina Faso, there has been heavy gunfire overnight in the capital, Ouagadougou. The military is on the ground and has taken control of major streets and other strategic installations. Television and radio signals are down. For more on this story, let's bring in Nicholas Haack, who joins us via Skype from St. Louis, a town just north of Dakar in Senegal. And Nick, what more do we know about this attack?
Well, residents that we spoke to told me that they were stunned. They were woken up by gunfire in the middle of the night around 3 o'clock in the capital of Ouagadougou, heavy gunfire. And right now, just moments ago, we heard reports of a loud explosion just outside the presidential palace. That's Kossiam in the wealthy suburbs of Ouagadougou. Now, the head of state, Colonel Damiba, that took over power in January, well, we haven't heard from him. There hasn't been any official announcement. And there's a feeling of confusion among many people in Ouagadougou of who's behind this and what are their motivations. Now, there's also, one resident told me, a feeling of what he said, deja vu. Of course, in January, we saw the same mode of operandi, where we saw the military take over strategic locations in the capital, the parliament, the presidential palace, the streets, the radio and television station. And that was when Damiba took over in a coup in January. So far, there's still no announcement made of why they're doing this, but there's been mounting grievances amongst the ranks of the military ever since there has been a step up of attacks from armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL. Emily?
Nick, what led up to this deadly incident? I mean, only yesterday there were protests in the streets about the security situation in Burkina Faso. Tell us a little bit more about the leader.
Well, yes, when Damiba took power in January, he made one pledge to try to bring back security for people in Burkina Faso because of the uptick on in terms of the number of attacks. There's been millions of people displaced just this year alone. Except that since he's taken over power, there's been even more attacks. Just a few days ago, like you mentioned, there was a protest. But on the heels of that, there was a convoy of several members of the military that were killed. Now, officially, the government said that only 11 people were killed. Some people that we spoke to in the ranks of the military said there were many more that died and that they were accusing the government of covering up information. There's a sense that those that are on the front line in the north, in the west, where there are attacks from groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL, are disconnected from their higher-ranking officers that are in Ouagadougou. And that disconnect is leading to resentment amongst the ranks of the military, because Damiba came with this promise to bring back peace and security, except it's really gotten worse and there's more division. It's also there's this feeling that Damiba has really focused on trying to bring back the old guard. And what I'm alluding here to is the former president, Blaise Compaoré. Remember, Emily, in 2014, he was deposed in a popular uprising. We've seen key figure of his regime, specifically members of the military, take up senior ranks in Damiba's government. But now, for the moment, what people are wanting to know is who's in charge of the country and who is behind, who is ordering these soldiers on the streets of Ouagadougou. Mm. So there's a lot of confusion on who's in charge, and people hoping that we'll get some clarification in the hours to come. Emily?
Yeah, valid questions to ask. Thank you very much for the update, as always. Nicholas Haack, live for us just north of Dakar in Senegal. Thank you.